tshuva in these parshas. We have in Chodesh Elul bichlal, and in Asosim tshuva bifrat, the noise of tshuva. We have, for example, in Parshas Giseitzei, the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Uboch so esovio ve'esimo yerach yomim." Yerach is a month. What is this month of Yerach Yomim? Yerach Yomim, Do Hu Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, that's the Yerach Yomim. The Goen, in Sefer Yoyin, it says that Oid Arboim Yoyim V'nin V'ne'efoches. What's the Oid Arboim Yoyim V'nin V'ne'efoches? So Arboim Yoyim, it says this is the 40 days of Fomo Chodesh Elul, till after Yishan Erabe, till after Yom Kippur, it's 40 days. And then we know Aryeh Shoag Milo Iro, Aryeh is Rosh Teves Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Yishan Erabe. This is the Rosh Teves Aryeh. We find it starts, the Ilchos Tshuva, the prepares of the Tshuva starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul, till then, till Yom Kippur Aser Simei Tshuva. It's even the Mat Ephraim beings, Be'arichos Gedoylo, and you see me Tov Kuf Pe'alev, when he brings about Ilchos Tshuva, says a person should start to do Tshuva Rosh Chodesh Elul. And why he says, because Rosh Chodesh Elul Metu'ed, that was meant, that was the purpose is for Chodesh Arachmim Ve'aslichos, Chodesh Arachmim Ve'aslichos, and the start of the Tshuva, he brings the Ma'aril brings, after he brings the Ochos Chaim, and then the Ma'aril brings in the beginning of Ilchos Yomim Neiroim, he brings that there is also, he says, Kedei Amrinen. What's Kedei Amrinen? He says, Mishenichnas Elul Marbim Betshuva. That's what the Ma'aril brings in the beginning of Tchilas Ilchos Yomim Neiroim, Mishenichnas Elul Marbim Betshuva. So let's speak about this Indian of Tshuva. So you know this Tshuva Mitoich Simcho. Tachas Asher Levatas Hashem Elokecha Besimcho V'Tuv Leivov. This week's Parsha. But we know the next week in Parshas Nitzavim, we have the Pasuk V'Shov Hashem, right? V'Shov, the Mitzvah of Shuv, V'Shavto Ad Hashem Elokecha. So in this, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. So let's speak about a little bit Ilchos Tshuva, to see first in the Rishonim, and then a bit of a Nafkemine Le'aloche maybe, and then a little bit of the Drush, Yechol Sheyaspik Azman. We have in the Rishonim, in Parshas Nitzavim, the Ramban, Parshat Nitzavim, he says, Mitzvah lo shuv. There's a mitzvah. Where's this mitzvah? So mitzvah say, make tshuva. And where's this mitzvah? Shenemar v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. And the same thing we find also in the Sporno, that there's a mitzvah say. One of the mitzvahs say is tshuva. But in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it says in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Ilchos Tshuva, he says, Sheyoshuv hachoyitem echetoy ve'isvade. So, the Rambam also brings it, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvahs HaSei, the Rambam brings, Sheyoshuv Mechetoi Ve'izvade. That's also a Mitzvah to do Tshuva. So, the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, there's no Mitzvahs HaSei specific for Tshuva on his own. The Minchas Chinuch is Medayek, in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, the Tshuva itself is no Mitzvahs HaSei. Because if you look at the words of the Rambam, is Sheyizvade. Why the Rambam has to add the word Sheyizvade? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's only together with the Vidui. This is a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Gdoi lo tshuva, shedoiches loisa sheishiva toiro." The Gemara in Yuma, daf peivov amud beis, "Gdoi lo tshuva is so great, shedoiches loisa sheishiva toiro." And even if you have a loisa say, it's doiches the loisa sheishiva toiro. Says the and all the achroinim they ask on it that why, what's the big thing? So we're gonna get back to it. But before in another shtik like dome, there is in the base Yitzchok. The Beis Yitzchok says that Leshita Saramban, what's the reason we don't make a brocha? If it's a mitzvah sasei, tshuva on his own, it's a mitzvah sasei, why don't we make a brocha on a mitzvah sasei? We make a brocha, like we make a brocha on matzah or anything, it's a mitzvah sasei doiraise. Why don't we make a tshuva? So he says it's because it's hashovas gzeile, that we don't make a brocha, because the kium hamitzvah is only al yedei ha'aveira. Right? Hashovas aveide, why don't we make a brocha? Because how could you be mekayim hashovas aveide? Hashovah said that he could be mekayim only by doing first the loy sigzoil. And once he done the loy sigzoil, only then he could do the Hashovah's Haveda, no Haveda, but the Hoshev to Hashivim. Legami, no Haveda, but Gzele. Hashovah's Gzele. Yeah. And also Haveda, because we don't know if it was Beisura or Sali Yodei, not Beisura or Sali Yodei, as the Rishonim say. So, what? Yeah, there's many terutzim, but that's one of the terutzim. So he says the same thing, says the Bisitzok over here also, when tshuva, because the dovah shebo al yidei aveira, because you can't do tshuva if you didn't have first aveira. They say the Rabbi Ochber, the Pirkei Shmuel, brings B'Shemes Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker, that we know that tzchuyos, right, it turns into the avoinos when a person does tshuva, so if he does a tshuva me'ave, so the avoinos na'as in loike tzchuyos, and if he does tshuva me'ire, so then it's na'as is kishgogos. He says, why the avoinos, when he sins, so the tzchuyos, it turns into tzchuyos, the avoinos turn into tzchuyos, the avoinos turn into tzchuyos. He says, because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva without doing first aveira. The kumto is the whole aveira was only a hechsho mitzvah, really. Only in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva, I don't a hechsho mitzvah. It's a hechsho mitzvah, no? So it's part of the aveira is turned into tshuva because that's part of the aveira. Lefi the Rambam, what's the pshat in the pasuk v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha? According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah asay of. It's a real mitzvah asay. So very good, we understand why v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah asay. But according to the Rambam, what's the pasuk v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha? So the Rambam understands that v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha is only avtocha. It's avtocha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam promises, like the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, "Ukvar ivticho toiro, shesoif Yisrael las is tshuva besoif goluson, umiyad heini golin, shenemar, v'hoyo ki yavoyu olecho kol advorim o'ele," and he brings the pasuk, "V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, v'shov Hashem Elokecha." And this is avtocha, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam straight before the Geula we're gonna so that's the Mekor Advarim of the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rishonim, what is the Indian of Tshuva. So let's focus on this Nekude, one Nekude, as we said from the Gemara and Yume. So the Gemara and Yume, that we've over with base, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gdoilo Tshuva, Shedoicho, Es Loisa Sheisha Batoiro. Tshuva is so great that even though you have a lav, or Loisa say, Tshuva is Doichet. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Nirmiya. The Pasuk in Nirmiya, in Capital Gimel, the Pasuk says, Leimoyo, Hein Yeshalach, Hein Yeshalach Ish Es Ishtoi, Veolcho Meisoi, Veolcho Meitoi, Veoiso Leish Acher, Hayoshuv Oy Lekachto, Veatki Zonis Reim Rabbi, Veshoiv Eilai Neum Hashem. That means, when a woman, so the Nirmiya, the Novi is telling us, like a woman that's Mezane, so once she was mezaneh, there is a isur of lo yuchal ba'al lo rishon lo shuv lekachto. That's what Rashi brings. Rashi brings over there, what's the lav? Lo yuchal ba'al lo rishon lo shuv lekachto. A woman that she was married and then got divorced. And then she went and she got remarried. The first husband, lo yuchal ba'al lo rishon lo shuv lekachto achar asher hutamo. The first husband could not marry her. We were married to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And once we done aveiros, once we sinned, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent us away. Send us away. And now, when a person does tshuva, and ve'atki zon Yisrael rabim, we know we went to different Elohim Acherim, and always in Elohim Acherim, if you look at the psukim, especially in the beginning of Sefer Shoiftim, it's always right, va'iznu acharei ha'be'olim, it's a lotion of znus, so they were mezane acharei Elohim Acherim, and because of this, l'choy ra'achar asher utamo, we shouldn't accept us back. Or be'raf al piken, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accept us back, and we say, "V'shoiv Eilai Neum Hashem." And that's a lois asay. There is a lois asay of Lo yuchal ba'al lo rishon lo shuv lekachto. Afal piken, there is a lois asay. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, "No, I accept you." And this is a question. That's basically the thing. The Achronim, the Maharam ben Chaviv, many Achronim ask the following question. They say asay. They say there's a sefer Bonechaye of Chaim El Gazi. There's many Achronim who ask the Shiyos Yankov, the Rabbi Yankov Ben Naim, not the Shiyos Yankov of the Ecklenburg Ruv, yeah, the Lemberg Ruv was also the Shiyos Yankov. This one, yeah, Efrekt Azoy, yeah, Efrekt Azoy. We know bechol haterakulot, the Gemara Yevomos, the beginning of Yevomos, we learn out from Kilayim Betzitzis, right? Allowed to have kilayim betzitzis. What do we learn out? That chol ha'toyer kulo asay doicheloyis asay. He says, if you understand, as we just said, the machlokes rishonim, everyone agrees that is a mitzvah asay together with vidui, not together with vidui. But basically, let's go lefi the Ramban, afilu tshuva on his own is definitely a mitzvah asay. So why do we need over there gdoilot tshuva? Gdoilot tshuva, tshuva so great, shedoicheloyis asay shabatoyro. any mitzvah asay. It's doicha lo is asay. Asay doicha lo is asay. Say like in tzitzis, we know the asay of tzitzis. It's doicha lo is asay of kilayim. And we learn from the lechol ator kulo, the gemara in the beginning of Yevamos, lechol ator kulo that asay doicha lo is asay. So what's the gdoilo tshuva shadoicha lo is asay shematoyo? Any type of mitzvah asay is doicha lo is asay, including tshuva. Tshuva is also a mitzvah asay. V'shavta ad Hashem lo ikecho. It's also a mitzvah asay. We should also say that it's doicha lo is asay shematoyo. Yeah. So they bring the Tos Yom HaKippurim, the Maram Chaviv and Tos Yom HaKippurim, he brings from a sefer Kesef Nivchor and from a sefer what's called Ahava Soilom. He said as I, that what we say everywhere, that Eset Doicha Lo Yisasei, it's only when the same person, he's doing the Asay, and he is Doicha Delav. So the person, for example, let's say he is wearing the sharpness, he's wearing Kilayim, and the kelaim, wearing a baget pishton, the tzitzis, the tcheles is amre is wool. So then he's over on alav, but he himself is mekayim the asay. So when a person himself is mekayim the asay, then the person himself is also doiche the lois asay. But when it's two different people, so then we don't say asay doiche lois asay. If you think about who's mekayim the asay, henu's kaviyachol over the lav. When a person is mekayim the shavta ad Hashem lekecho, he's mekayim the mitzvah asay, shavta ad Hashem lekecho. But kaviyachol the Rebbeinu Shloilom, says the Maharam and Chaviv, the Tos Yom HaKippurim, he is over on the love. Kaviyachol is over on the love. We don't have a love. Lo yuchal ba. Who has the love? Rashi says, what's the love? Lo yuchal ba lo rishon lo shuv lekachto. Who's over the love? Kaviyachol is over the love. So then we don't say the din of asay doiche lo is asay. But the Tos Yom HaKippurim, when he brings down the teretz of the Ahava Soilom, the Kesef Nivchor, he says, I could ask on this. He says, why? Because also, we find also that asay doiche lo is asay, also when it's two different people. Where do we see it? He says, because there's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, midai raise, the yovam could be meyabim also chai ve'ilavim. So let's say there is the mitzvah of Yibum, Reuven, Shimon, two brothers. Reuven, Rachmon Litzlan, died without any children, so Shimon has to be meyabem eishes ames, right? The his brother, the deceased, his wife. What if, let's say, his brother was take married a mamzeres, or let's say even the thing, his brother married a woman. Now he is a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is not allowed to marry almona, right? He is a kohen gadol. Two brothers. Shimon was a kohen gadol. Reuven is a regular kohen. And Reuven dies without any children. Shimon, who is a kohen gadol, has to be meyabem eishes achiv. Now she is almona. How can we meyabem almona? Says the Gemara, you're allowed because asay doicha lo is asay. Mi doiraise asay doicha lo is asay. Just meaning Rabbono, we have all kinds of takones. The Rabbono says otu biyashniyo, different reasons. Says one second. Says the Tos Yom HaKippurim. Da asay doicha lo is asay. The Gemara says beemes mi doiraise asay doicha lo is asay. Da asay and the lo is asay is the same person. Who's Mekayim Da'asei? Da'asei is Mekayim, the Yovam, how we call them, Shimon, the Kohen Gadol. Who's Oiver on the Lois Asei? Both. Both Oiver on the Lois Asei. Because Almona the Kohen Gadol, right, and all Arayas, Hishva, Kosuv, Ishle, Isha, they're both. And the Mitzvah of Yibum, so this is a big question of the Mitzvah of Yibum, also the woman is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum. Pashtes nisht, so it's already a mashmos in the Rishonim, but that's what he learns. The Tos Yom HaKippurim learns that the woman is not mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So if she is not mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, he is mekayim the mitzvah, so she doesn't have the heder, or say the yicholoi sasei. She shouldn't allow to do it. Elamai says the Tos Yom HaKippurim, see from here, and even though you have a say of one and the loi sasei of the other, we still say a say the yicholoi sasei. Yeah. It's not the same thing, because also over here she's mekayim. As the Tos Yom HaKippurim brings it over there, and the Gemara in Yom Daf Mivavam and Beis, he brings it down. What? Yeah.
She hasn't got that. She's passive in this. She's linked to him. But to say that she's kind of the same.
She's not Mekayim Da'asei.
She's not Mekayim Da'asei.
She's over on your Lois Asei. She's only over Alav.
What's the
Lois Asei?
The Lois Asei is the Zia Eishes Aish Lachitzu, no?
No.
The Loisa say is Almona Kohen Gadol. Or Mamzers Leisroel, or any love, any Chayvei Lavin. The Gemara talks about any Chayvei Lavin, the Doiraise, the Din Doiraise will be that she could get married. But the Din de Rabbonon is that we have Oto Bioshnir. The Gzeira. So the Tesim HaKippurim.
You're saying she's over as well.
Yeah. Ishwa Kosov Ishle Isha and all BS. Toisim HaKippurim over there, he says a different teretz. He says, what's the G'doylo Tshuva Shadoi Chaloisa Shei Shema Toiro? He says that's right. Because he says, what Klal Yisrael Don Avoy De Zore is not called Eishas Ish. When we say, Lo Yuchal Baalo Rishon Lo Shel Lekachto, that's a Isha Shei Zinso Tachas Baalo. But this is not the case, a Isha Shei Zinso Tachas Baalo. They Don Avoy De Zore, it's a Isha Shei Zinso Tachas Baalo. It's not that it was a get, and then Lo Yuchal Baalo Rishon Lo Shel Lekachto. Where do we see it? Because he says that we know Eize Sefer Krisus. Oh, the Pasuk tells us, Eize Sefer Krisus Shalachtiyo. The Boi Neshalem says, I didn't give you any Sefer Krisus, I didn't give you any get. It's not a get, there was no get ever. So it was no get. So how could, what is the Loisa Sheshevatoyr, what's Doicha? So okay, so it's Lo Yuchal Shalcho, there's no. But what's the Loisa Sheshevatoyr? He says, because Klal Yisrael never got divorced. And they were mezane with Elohim Acherim, so it's Eishas Ish, Zin Sotachas Baalo, and then there's a Yisot to live. And after we can, the Rebbe Yishon accepts us, and this is the G'doy L'Tshuva, Shadoich Eloisas Eishem HaToyro. Another Teretz, he says, because if so, he says, we find that the old Chiddush is that the Asay of Tshuva is Doich Eloisas Asay. Now in the Gemara and Yuma over there, we mention only that it's Doich Eloisas Asay, it's not mentioned B'chlal the Asay. Now, because we have over there, Eishas Ishas Zin Sotachas Baalo, we have also Asay and also Lois Asay. We have a Lois Asay that he's not allowed to live with her, and also Asay that he's Mechuyev to be Megarisha. Now, we don't find over there in the Gemara that G'doy Lo Tshuva Shadoich Lois Asay Vasay. We find just G'doy Lo Tshuva Shadoich Lois Asay Shabbatoyro. That's one question. And also, the Toysi Yom HaKippur, he brings over there from Reb Moshe Galanti, he brings over there a Toysa Neiruvin. Toysa Neiruvin says that over there he's talking about Matan Arba. The person done over there, Matan Shtayim b'Matan Arba, means you have some korbonos that you have to do in four corners, and you have some korbonos that you have to do in two corners. So the Mishnah, what in the Mishnah Zvochim says, what if he got mixed up, the Matan Shtayim b'Matan Arba? Over there, Toises has all kinds of questions, we're not going to go into Toises. But Toises says over there, a very big yesod. Says Toises that, b'mokoyim shayadei pshia, that means if a person, let's say he was not deliberately, but he was Poishea, and because he was not careful, and therefore came the love. Of this, talking about the love of Lois Soisif or Lois Sigra, depends if he's Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Lezer. He says, "B'mokum sheyadei pshia bo al tchias alav." So then, that means the asay really could do the asay without the love. You could do the asay without the love. Just why you now you're doing the love because this person was not careful. And it got mixed, the two types of domim. So he says, we don't say asay doich elois asay. So he said, that's what he says over there, it's a big yesod. Okay, he says, lefi them, he says, also over here, we could say the same thing. Over here, person who don't tshuva, we should have said that over here, there's no klal of asay doich elois asay. Because when we say asay doich elois asay, when a person was really careful, he doesn't have a choice. He has no choice. He has, let's say, tzitzis, and kilayim betzitzis. So kilayim betzitzis, you have wool, and you have the linen, so you have the baggage of linen and you have the strings of wool, and then he doesn't have a choice. But when he was a poisheya and he went and he mixed, let's say, the two domim or whatever it is, so then we don't say asay doich elois asay. When a person does aveira, we look at this as a pshia. And we're talking about over here, what type of asay doich elois asay? What type of tshuva we talk about? Any tshuva we're talking about. We're talking about also tshuva al amezid and al ashoigeg and any tshuva. So even when a person was a poisheya and he done over there aveiras epshia, we still say, and we shouldn't have the klal. According to Toisves and Eruvin, we shouldn't have the klal of asay doich elois asay. And that's the chiddush. G'doy lo tshuva, shedoich elois asay shevatoiro. And what's the g'doy lo tshuva? Because even though in this case we don't say the klal of asay doich elois asay, of a g'doy lo tshuva, we still say the asay doich elois asay. We do find the Yeshus Yankev. He says a little bit slightly a different teretz. Yeshus Yankev is Dr. Zoy. There is a Gemara and Beitza. The Gemara and Beitza, the Ches, the Gemara is Oktazoi. That we don't say Asay Doich Elois Asay, only, for example, Mile Betzoras. Or, right, Sodim Betzitzis. Why? That then it comes in the same moment. The same moment, right? The second he's wearing the tzitzis, he's over on the love. So the second is me over the love, he's also on the same moment, he's mekayim the asim. Or mile betzoras. So he's removing the ba'eres, he's removing the tzoras, he's over on Ishomer benega tzoras, not to remove a tzoras. But in the same moment that he's removing the tzoras, he's also in the same moment mekayim also the mitzvah of mile. So it comes the same bevasachas, only then you mekayim the mitzvah of thing. And the Gemara says, the b'shod de kome akar lei mekayim the mitzvah. But Sheinken, the Gemara speaks over there, doing kisui adam. Kisui adam and yom tov. So the Gemara says over there, when a person is crushing the rigvei offal, the person is crushing over there, he has over there a bit of soil, sand, and he wants to do it at kisui adam. The Gemara says, no, first he's over the isur of, right, toichen, or whatever the isur is. And only then he's mekayim the mitzvah of kisui adam. So you don't say asei deichel, the Gemara says, why shouldn't we say asei deichel, is asei? The person has a yom tov, a mitzvah of kisui adam. The shech yalat, the shech yom tov. So you have a mitzvah of kisui adam, you shech the chayo oif, and you have to do a kisui adam for oifus. So you shech the oif, you have to do kisui adam, it's a mitzvah sasei, kisui adam. Mitzvah cheni, yom tov, you're not allowed to. So minamucher, deker, the Gemara says, but why? Why we need all of the deker and minamuchen? We should actually take over there a bit of soil and just cover it. Says the Gemara, no, because the second he takes the soil, he's over on a lav. When is mekayim da'asei? Much later. So if you don't do it bevasachas, you're not mekayim. Says the tshuva and the mechila is not bevasachas. Why? Because we mekayim the tshuva. The tshuva is, first the person does tshuva. Now he's not sure if the Rebbe Yishon is going to accept the tshuva or not. We know, we're promised that the Rebbe Yishon is going to accept the tshuva. But first the person does the tshuva. And then only then, says the Shiur Siyankiv, the Rebbe Yishon accepts the tshuva. So this is, we're not going to say the klal, according to this Gemara and Beitza, we're not going to say the klal of Asei Deich Eloi Sasei. Because Asei Deich Eloi Sasei, we say only Vasachas. Over here, it's not sure it's going to be Vasachas. The very first the Tshuva, and that is, so over here, doesn't come the regular rule of Asei Deich Eloi Sasei. And that's why over here, we need to come and say, G'doy lo Tshuva, Shedoicho, Loi Sasei, Shebatoiro. That's what the Yishus Yankov says. But we find in many poskim, we find that actually, we do say that the Tshuva comes of Vasachas. As we find many in the Rabbi Yoine and Sefer Ha'ire, and we find many in the Rishonim, that there's a promise. When a person does tshuva, there's a promise that the Rabbi Yishon accepts the tshuva. So if the Rabbi Yishon accepts the tshuva, we still could say, Asei Deich Eloi Sasei. So there is a Rambam, I saw once a very nice teretz, according to the Rambam and Negoim. The Rambam and Negoim says that why Bizman Hazeh, right, we don't have Tzoras. We should have it. It doesn't say that it's only chal b'zman abayis. But this is a Rambam. The Rambam pirsha mishnayis and negoyim. The end of negoyim and perik yudalet and then and mishnah yud gimel. The Rambam said b'zman hazeh a metzoyro cannot do a giluach letarosoy, right? Because no, why is no metzoyro? Because a metzoyro in the end of his days he does a giluach. And he does a giluach kol roishoy also the payas. Now this is a isur of, right? Nikaf. Oh. You're not allowed to do it. Why? He says, because why they were matir giluach horoish ve'azokon? This is only because asei is doich elois asei. He says, asei is doich elois asei only when you have all of the asei mekuyim 100%. Mekuyim 100% the asei. Today, we don't have korbanos, you can't be mekayim the asei ametzor 100%. You can't be mekayim today the asei ametzor 100% because we don't have korbanos. So then we don't say the asei doich eloi sasei. So dinei hatshuve, a person cannot always do 100%, especially over there we talk about in the Gemara. If you look at the psukim in the Gemara, it's talking about every type of tshuve. If it's a type of tshuve because meisurim, but it's talking about tshuve me'ave or tshuve me'ire. So even type of tshuve that's not 100% of the tshuve the Gemara is speaking about. 100% of tshuve is the biggest mile of tshuve is tshuve me'ave. But we talk about any type of tshuve over there. And we talk about the type of tshuva, not 100%, so according to the Rambam, we shouldn't have the klal of asei doich eloi sasei. And that's the chiddush of Eda, that afilu it's not a gdoi lo tshuva, shedoich ha afilu lo isa shebatero. Of Eda, there's no klal of asei doich eloi sasei, af al piken, it's doich ha lo isa shebatero. So, Emel Tashem, we're going to have to be mashlim a different time, because the time, Emel Tashem, sorry about the, was a breeze or something? It was a breeze, okay, so it's not the thing. Fine. We should be zoyche take to the chodesh as the ma'aril, as we said, the ma'aril, mishenich nas elul, marbim b'tshuva, we should be zoyche take to the yemei harachmim, v'aslichas, v'shol Hashem, Elul, Rosh Hashanah is Elul. And Anila Doidi Doidi Limish, and Zoichatak, and the Tshuva Shleima, Mekor Biyomina. Shkoyach.